you're anything like me, you are a huge fan of true crime and dark humor merchandise. Otis B. Dredd's here to tell you about the best place to get all of your true crime and dark humor swag. That's right, truecrime7.store. True crime, spell out 7, SEVEN.store. The only place you need to go for true crime and dark humor. I'm going to tell you what, this place has some really great prices. You can't beat their prices. 30-day money-back guarantee if you are not happy, and I guarantee you will be. Free shipping on orders, $75 and up, 24-hour online support. What kind of stuff can you get, Otis, you may be asking? You can get T-shirts, you can get hoodies, coffee mugs, cutting boards, posters, pillows, and if you search for them over there on Amazon, you can also check out their reading material. That's right, they publish books as well. Stay up to date with all the new merchandise and great deals on all their products. Follow them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, sign up for their newsletter and get all the latest info about new products. Tell you what, you are not going to regret going to truecrime7.store, and at the checkout, don't forget promo code NLD to get you a 10% discount on your entire order. That's right, truecrime7, SEVEN.store. Tell them Otis sent you. And remember, stay curious, keep it creepy, and don't get murdered.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
All right, here we go. Episode 63. We're going back to the movies in our times of quarantine. That's right. A lot of us are locked the fuck down. So what does the Night of the Living Dreads podcast do? We give you three movies every week, shitty or not. This is going to be a good one tonight. So you could check them out, you know, if you're stuck in your house, you're non-essential. I'm essential, so the crown is on my head. You are my pawns.
I'm essential.
Well, that's to be debated. You're essential. That's right. Night of the Living Dreads podcast. I'm Otis B. Dredd. You heard Mrs. Dredds there. How you doing, Mrs. Dredds?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Tired. Good. Awesome. Long day.
Yes.
I said awesome. You're tired. Right on. Fucking rock on. Of course, we have Mr. Don Skirl over there at Chiller Presents the Carnival of Souls. How are you, Mr. Skirl?
Well, they grabbed me out of my cell. They drug me to this room with you all.
Okay.
I was enjoying my sandwich. You know, that's cool. They gave me some, like, pink pills. I don't know if it's because it was Easter or what it was.
I told them the orange, but maybe they just didn't listen to me.
I don't know.
They're keeping you away from the yellow.
He likes the yellow way, way too much.
I love the yellow pills.
That's right. You're addicted. And then, of course, also when we go to the movies, we have our dear friend, Mr. Dominic Dom. How are you, sir?
I feel great, but the meds they gave me today make me feel super aggressive.
Super aggressive. I hope this works in favor of the three movies we are going to discussed tonight.
Well, you do know we have a knife fight coming out in the rec yard soon.
Well, in the rec room and also possibly on the roof, I've been told.
Yeah, there will be another fight with another asylum inmate on the roof after all this is settled. No one walks away from the roof.
No one. Well, like a good horror movie, no one lives.
Wait
a minute. Let me rephrase that phrase. Only one of us walks away from the roof.
Hey, we're all...
That was a bad catchphrase. Right.
Killed my father. Prepared to die.
I told you, the aggression levels are up.
The aggression levels are up. Well,
I think I'm mad there's only one up here. I'll take us both out. It's double the count.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I really don't know where to go from there, but except to, you know, let everyone know you can listen to this. Shut your dirty horror mouth, sir. You can listen.
That was already off the track.
Off the track, right. Have we even found the track yet is what I'm wondering.
Not even on the track.
No, but you need to be professional and do the plug.
Right. Please, once again, as you heard in the very beginning, check out our sponsor. You can help promote the podcast and help them as well. TrueCrime7.store. It's where I got my Charles Manson Don't Trust Hippies mug.
And my color book.
And Mrs. Dredd's got a coloring book over there.
Plus one from Trisha and Van.
Yes, Trisha and Van from Misfit Horror Fiend Club. They also sent us a serial killer coloring book as well. So if we have to be, you know, locked down, we got plenty of
activities.
We have activities.
I'm not gonna be locked down. I don't like. Anyway, y'all can't do this.
This guy thinks he's escaping again. Like, he don't know how this shit works.
No, because here's the thing. Okay, and beans, we've already gone off the rails. I have to bring this up again. Here's the thing. Mrs. Don Skirl has been known to choke on a little Debbie. He said it was a star crunch. So times out of ten, he's not going to fucking die from zombies or anything really cool. He's going to have Star Crunch crumbs on his belly and one hanging halfway out of his mouth and him gasping for breath.
Don, don't feel bad. My grandmother choked on a Twizzler.
What a way to go.
Here's the thing, is when she coughed it up, it was still a whole fucking Twizzler.
She didn't even chew it?
Oh,
she didn't fucking chew it?
I don't know.
Forget chewing. Who's got time to chew? Get in my belly.
Just like that 35-year-old gum Jody ate.
Right? Still classic.
Oh,
that's the best.
All right,
this
so
has no flavor. Did you?
No flavor. It just broke into dust in my mouth. It was like it was eating chalk.
It's bad.
All right, so we have three movies this evening. We have one, Deathgasm, from 2015. I really dug that movie, but of course, as always, we'll get into that. We have the 1985 classic of The Stuff. No. Here's the fucking thing, man. SJ, at the last minute, apparently decided to flip off a white coat.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He'll be back, though.
They got him with tasers. They threw multiple orange pills down his throat. It was absolutely horrible. I heard the screams all the way down here in my cell, but that was SJ's pick, 1985, The Stuff.
And yours truly, Otis B. Dredge, picked this wonderful masterpiece going just 2 years prior to the stuff in 1983, The Microwave Massacre.
The Diamond in the Rough.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
All right, we'll get to that. We're going to... Because... I don't know
it's
which
Tom's favorite.
Yeah, I know. I think so. Let's start actually with SJ's pick this stuff. Who wants to actually start? Because normally the one who picked the fucking movie would, you know, pretty much start it. So Dom, I know you like a lot of 80s cheesy horror movies.
Yeah.
Do you want to start this shit out and talk about this stuff?
You want to start this shit?
Because we're saving, honestly. We're saving your pig, Dom, for last.
Yeah,
because I think that is the best one out of all three. But we'll get to mine next.
I think, it would probably be easy to agree on.
Sure.
I do like a lot of cheesy 80s movies, and this, unfortunately, is not one of them. Oh, my God.
Wow.
The stuff is a movie about, they find this this white, gooey stuff that sounds delicious already, bubbling up out of the earth at, I think it's Antarctica, I believe.
It looks like runny miracle, or like Cool Whip.
It looks
marshmallow
like
fluff,
or maybe marshmallow. Like
marshmallow fluff,
like
microwave
kind of marshmallow. Yeah, and dude sees this shit bubbling out of the ground, and he's like, his first thought is, "Wow, I'm gonna stick my fingers in this stuff that's bubbling up out of the earth
and put it in my mouth."
Tastes like. I don't know where this guy came from, because I don't think any other human being on the planet who sees stuff just bubbling up out of the ground that doesn't look like anything you've ever seen would be like, wow, I wonder what that tastes like.
Right.
But this guy, fortunately for the story here, this is the guy that would do that.
Right.
Apparently the stuff is real good, and he likes it, and it's real addictive. So the first thing they do is say, I wonder if we can sell this to people. And yes, of course you can sell stuff to people, because as we learn in the movie, the FDA is crooked, and if you put money in their pockets, you can get anything you want on a shelf, which is actually fairly accurate, actually.
It really is.
The part of the movie,
yes.
I agree with. But the movie goes on, and we see all these people are addicted to the stuff. Like, nobody wants to eat real dinners. All they want is the stuff.
Man,
there's one thing they pull up too.
Hey,
like,
Dump. Real quick, man. Mm. Hey, man. Got the stuff?
I'm on it right now.
Real addicted to it. See what I did there? That was, you know, trying to make a connection to the drug war.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Sorry. Continue.
They pull up to this drive-thru at like 2:30 in the morning, and there's like people in line with their kids in the middle of the night, like, we need to buy more of the stuff and eat the stuff. And what the stuff does is, I guess, it takes over the people, and I mean, there's so much bad in this. You know what I felt like when I watched this movie? I think I gave a good enough synopsis of the plot here. Like, if anybody wants to add to it, feel free. But
no,
I felt like I was watching the worst fucking episode of the A-Team I have ever seen in my life.
Dude.
That's what this movie was.
Dude, like, I swear I thought the fucking same, man. At the end, you see these cheesy army guys.
The music, the soundtrack is awful. This movie is so bad. Like, the people start blowing up, and like, this white stuff comes out of them, and it's here's what happened. And this is just my personal opinion, and there are a lot of horror films in the 80s I like that don't fall into this category. But horror in the 70s was like the people who were making the films tried to leave an impression on you. And a lot of times, like, it was like they had bad endings. Like, it was dark. And this made horror film, the whole genre, explode and become huge. And in the 80s at some point, like, they almost were like trying to make horror films for kids.
Yes.
I feel like there was like a lot of horror films that like get called horror films that are really like at best like maybe a PG movie. And this is what this feels like. This feels like something that was just made in the 80s to sell to kids. It's like there is stuff happening in it, but like it's, I don't know.
Do you know? Okay, all right. Ghostbusters, that came out,
yeah.
What,
84?
It came out before I this think. Movie, 85.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's my thing, and I'm going to get really weird here. Maybe the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man just fucking nutted all over the place.
Well, he did. And he did explode.
He did explode.
Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of a sexual innuendo okay. going on there, and that's where the stuff arose because it looks
Stay
like
Puft Marshmallow.
It looks like Stay Puft right? Marshmallow jizz.
There we go.
I'm on board. Sure.
Yeah. Score.
Yeah. Why not?
It is a, what is it? What are they called?
A bad movie.
Well, yeah, that too.
A bad movie.
When you have a movie and then another movie goes off from that movie.
Spinoff.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of
the Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters. Right. Marshmallow.
Now we know what happened to the Stay Puft Marshmallow right. Man.
Mr. Skrull, what do you want to add to this gem?
It was an alien life form of splooge. It was splooge everywhere, splooge out of the head, splooge out your head. You even exploded when you ate the splooge. It was great. I loved the splooge, but the idea, no. The idea of the movie was just plain goofy. I think right. they were trying to play on the ooze and Attack of the Killer Tomato.
Okay. Well, right, the blob. You know, okay. Well, that's all I saw, really, was the blob. Would you agree with that, Dom, the blob?
It's kind of in the vein of all those, yeah. And, like, you know, actually, like, the premise itself of what's behind this film isn't really that bad. Like,
I agree.
There's stuff in it I do like. Like, I like how the kid figures things out first, and he's trying to stop people, and, like, when he goes in there and he just trashes, like, the grocery store. Like,
that was great.
Rebellion.
But the thing is, the execution with the who they have in the film, and, like, a lot of stuff on the soundtrack is just so cheesy. Like, that's how you, like, the Bad A-Team episode, that's what I think of. There gets to a point where the soundtrack's just so bad. And then one of the worst parts of the film, after they figured out all this stuff and they decided, it was like the commies. It was a commie plot or something.
It's a red herring.
Like, they take over this radio station.
Right.
And like, what was this, Chocolate Chip or whatever? What the hell
is Chocolate Chip? The black guy.
In?
The black guy. Was that not racist at all?
Moore.
His name was like Chocolate Chip.
Yeah, it's Saturday Night Live. Garrett Moore is the only guy who has actual star power in this fucking movie because I remember him from Saturday Night Live.
And they call
him
Chocolate
Chip. Garrett Moore.
They call him Chocolate Chip
Charlie.
Yep.
And he goes in and he's like, he's lost his whole business because of the stuff and he wants to say something on the air. And this fucking, like, this military dude's like, what do you say? Something like, I don't think we should let the colored man.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like,
he's the only color man that I'll. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says something like, if you say something wrong about our military or this or that, I'll put a bullet in your head. And you know who that was, right? I mean, we probably have a lot of fans of Goodfellas. That was Paulie.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was Paulie. You know, he's like, well, what do you want me to do?
White stuff keeping the black man down.
Man, she said white stuff.
Oh, my God.
That was just one of those scenes in the movie where I'm like, who the fuck put this movie together? Like, this, the script, like I said, the premise isn't bad and there's stuff in it that's enjoyable. But the acting and the execution and a lot of the script is horrible. Like, a lot of the lines are just terrible. Like that.
So, Jody, I guess, Jody, you don't have anything else to add to that because it's the white stuff keeping the black man down.
Oh, my God. But I will own this movie.
Oh, my God.
I will find this movie, and I will own it.
You're buying it.
I will. All
right.
I mean, I probably won't have to pay no more than $2-3.
Nah, yeah.
All right.
More like that. 50 cents.
Right. At a yard sale, you might get half off.
There's one part in the movie where that military dude is like, "We've never lost a war," and like the 7-year-old looks up at him. He's like, "What about Vietnam?"
Yep.
Right.
And he's like, "We lost that war at home."
Right.
Yeah, the little kid. Like, he was the coolest one of the whole movie.
I know. He was a great little character, man.
Oh God!
So
yeah, the kid was cool. Yeah, I'll give him credit.
Yeah. Does anybody want to add anything to this movie? Any one of you? Just step right up.
Crickets.
Horror porn.
Horror scorn. You're being scorned for watching this son of a bitch.
Man.
This isn't horror porn. I've seen horror porn.
Yeah, it's horror scorn, like Mrs. Dredd said. Horror scorn.
Horror scorn.
You're being punished.
All right. Now, we ain't even talked about Punish yet. Let's hand out some skulls for this one. Dom, you started this. We'll go to you. We'll go to Mr. Skrull. Then we'll go to Mrs. Dredge, and I'll bring up the rear.
I don't feel like this is a 3-skull movie because that just seems like I would be giving it too much. I hate to give it lower because, like, there are parts in it that are fun. It's not like I don't know. It got real bad. You know what? It's like 26 minutes too long. That's what happened. Like, you get to an hour into it, and you're like, why ain't it done? And then you get the A-team ending, which is fucking sucked.
Oh, it was funny, though, the A-team ending was.
I'm gonna give it 2.5 skulls.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. 2.5 skulls from Dom. The stuff. Mr. Skrull, what are you giving this one?
One skull.
One skull.
That's fair.
Well, oh, yeah, I mean, that is kind of fair. All right, one skull. Now tonight, of course, we have 4 of us. We have a max skull rating any one movie can get out of the 3 is 20.
Right.
Okay, so far we have 3.5 right. From, you know, and we're halfway through, so not doing very well. Mrs. Dredds, what are you giving this one?
Okay, I am giving it 2.67.
What the fuck?
Oh, no. 2.67. No, we can't do fracking.
What?
That's complicated math. Keep it easy, quarters. There's only 4 of them. We can do that.
This is horrible. What the fuck kind of bullshit is that?
You wait till I give my last movie 4.88836 stars. The skull. Yeah.
I'm
really going to fuck the curve up.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to fuck you all up. I'm giving this movie pie.
There you go, it won.
3.12.
It's now the best film we've ever seen.
Alright, so
what
2.675. What?
How did you
we're gonna round it off to 2.5.
What? Okay. Because I genuinely
What?
It's entertaining. It's funny. It is. There's no scare factor at all in this movie. At all. But it is comical. Yes. Yeah. That sums it up pretty much right there. But I mean, it is. Like I said, I'll collect any horror movie out there. But, but yeah.
All right, so we're just going with it, you know, 2.5 with that one. 2.6.
I just gonna round it to my 1.175 skulls.
All right, well,
she said she gypped over white privilege.
Yeah, I'm drinking my white privilege. White, I call it Miller Lite.
White stuff's holding the female down now.
Oh, good Lord. All right, so we got 2.5 skulls from Mrs. Dredd's. We had, 2.5 from you, Dom?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
very
one skull, so we're looking at 6 skulls out of 20, and I'm not going to help.
What are you giving it?
I'm giving it 2.
Well, helped a little bit.
Not enough for this piece of shit.
It's almost halfway there.
Yeah. Almost. So 8 total scars.
8.5.
Scars is how many that you're going to deal with trying to wash it.
It left scars, mental scars.
It did. So 8 skulls.
Okay.
Out of 20. Let's move on to what I think rivals what I know to be the best of the three movies.
Wait,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I really do. I really do. I believe
Dom
that
Kerr found this enjoyable.
I did. I really did. The 1983.
Oh my Jesus!
Black comedy horror. This is a black comedy horror, so you know, just be aware of that.
I can't say nothing because I did want to watch it a second time.
Right. You kind of do. The microwave massacre.
I know you had to bleach your eyes first.
I said I was going to watch it a second time as soon as I finished boiling my eyeball.
That's right, yeah. Boiling them. I forgot what
this is the thing. Okay, all right. We have one Jackie Vernon. Jackie Vernon plays the lead character, whose name is Donald, in this movie. Happy birthday! Yes, this was the voice of fucking Frosty the Snowman.
Yes!
Good Lord.
That's the best part of the movie.
Look at Frosty go.
You ain't lying. Look at Frosty go.
Right. Now, the basic plot of this movie is Donald's wife May remember that part of the movie where after he got drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he opens up the fucking microwave. Yeah, and there's this, like, she looks like she's just standing in a cabinet. It is the cheesiest fucking shit ever.
Her wife's head's in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But no, it's not her head. You can see part of her shoulders. It's like she's just fucking standing there.
Well, it's supposed to be her head.
Right. Well, that's how cheesy this shit is.
That microwave is.
I have never in my life seen a microwave that looked like that.
The hugest microwave ever.
You could cook 2 or 3 turkeys in that microwave.
We could cook you in this microwave, sir.
I could stuff myself. Yeah, I could stuff Otis in that microwave.
No, you can stuff you in there.
You could stuff 2 or 3 Otises in that microwave.
Jody, you going to push the power button?
Yep.
See?
On high.
High. We get us a tan that way, Otis.
I'm turning on slow and letting baste.
Oh, good Lord. So this guy, Donald, he is a construction worker. And he's got a problem with his wife, who only really wants to cook, like, gourmet meals. And now she gets this fucking microwave. And she's like, oh, this is spinach, blah, blah, blah. And he hates it. One of the first scenes you see, okay, is let's go to the booby through the fence scene. I don't want to get too far ahead because there's a lot of really good. I could picture myself really doing the old knuckle shuffle on the piss pump at 11 years old to this movie.
Because of the tits in the fence?
I'm easily satisfied.
Apparently.
There's a lot of nice titties in this movie.
There is. Thank you, Dom. Thank you.
Quality.
That's the most quality
part of the movie.
Okay.
That's where the budget went.
Right. All the budget. At a $5,000 budget and 3,000.675 of the money went to boobies.
Get the girl with a good body.
Right.
I see nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Well, I don't either. Too. And I'm in arms shot of my own wife. I don't either. I mean,
good tits in a movie are always good.
All right. So we have good tits in the movie. She only cooks gourmet food. All he wants is a fucking bologna and cheese sandwich. And he's on the job site. And he pulls out this huge, like, plastic fucking crab.
That was the best ever.
It's like the whole crab. And now here are some reoccurring characters other than our main character, Frosty the Cannibal. You have his, you know, his other, you know, two little buddies. I can't remember what the hell their name is, but you have one that kind of looks like a young Howard Stern who talks all black, is groovy and all this, can dance. Then you got a black guy who's probably named like George or something.
He's white.
He's the whitest black guy ever. Then you have this, you only see this guy once, big muscle bound guy who is your, you know, residential queer in the movie. Yeah.
Is he the one? Yeah. Don't touch me.
Yeah. He was like, I told you not to bring me up like that. Blah, 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 blah.
It hurts.
I get a rash.
Yeah, it's
like, you know what it is? They had all these stereotypes and then they casted the members into the wrong characters. You know what I mean?
They did.
Like,
they got it all confused.
Dom, go ahead with your liking of the movie. No, I do. You know why? You know why? Because I know what you think, Dominic.
Yeah, it's his favorite.
This is one of the best movies this week. This is a movie I'm going to buy. I'll buy it on record. I think it's absolutely hilarious because all I heard the entire movie was Frosty. Hey, Karen.
Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Like, it is funny when you think about it, when you hear that voice and you just think Frosty the whole time. And like the line, but you know what I want to do? I want to take this audio track and I want to sample them all, and I want to get Frosty, and I just want to put the line from this movie into the cartoon.
That's fucking brilliant.
Take the one line where he's like, "I can't fuck a woman unless I eat her." I need Frosty animated, like, "I can't fuck a woman unless I eat her first," or whatever.
Like, that was the worst Frosty ever.
I can't do Frosty, so I'm fine with that.
Look at Frosty go.
But this movie, oh my God. Listen, please sell it to me some more before I start.
No. You have the floor, okay. Sir. I know you don't like it.
This movie, I'm enjoying talking about it now with you guys. Like, I'm enjoying a lot more of this movie now that, like, you know what? It's probably fun to watch with friends. You know what I mean? If you're sitting around, like, if we all sat down in the room and we watched this together, I'd probably laugh the whole time and have a different opinion of this movie. Unfortunately, I watched this movie by myself.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
So I had to take it in by myself. And as such, I watched this as a horror film. And I'm not going to lie. In my opinion, this is the worst fucking movie I've ever sat through in my entire life.
Wow, like, he's beat me?
Yes.
Even more than Die, Die, My Darling?
No, Die, Die, My Darling went bad.
Die, Die, My Darling. More than that alien orgy sex thing that we watched. Like, this film right here, I thought, because the lines were so, like, just intentionally cheesy. And then because of who they casted, like the acting, listen, I think Frosty is a horrible actor. I think his wife is a horrible actor. Everybody on that job site is a horrible actor. Yes. There was not one character in this film I wanted him to get invested in.
You want to hear the funny
thing,
though?
The way the film was, what's that?
Is you think of, like, how a guy would act if his wife acted that way. He hits it spot on because they're like, are
he
you kinda
kidding? He kind of does, yeah. He walks in all drunk. I want a bologna and cheese sandwich, and I want it brought to the fucking garage.
So if I end up in a microwave, y'all know what happened.
I don't even have a garage.
You don't have a microwave either.
Mm-hmm. They cut you up small to get you in a saucepan. Sorry.
No, you go to the job site and everyone's eating like legit food, and then like he pulls out that sandwich. It's like
crab.
A plastic crab.
A whole goddamn crab.
Yeah, it's intentionally ridiculous. I'm so disappointed
even
in this film. I just thought I thought everything about it was bad. Like, you know what would have made up for it is if they would have put money into the special effects. Like, here's just some simple things that you quickly notice in this film. Number one. He has to take meat out of the freezer to put in, like, chopped up body parts.
Right.
So he opens up the freezer, and there's all these things of aluminum foil that are supposed to be wrapped
everything,
up. But as soon as he touches them, you know they're empty. It's like, oh, you could even wrap something. Like, come on. Put some effort. Give me a little bit of realism. And then the violence, they're just, like, it was all off camera. But at the same time, I see, like, this was shot in 1979. It didn't come out till 83.
Yes.
Still, like, there's better horror movies. There's better horror movies in 70.
I don't think this was meant to be a good horror movie, Mrs. Dredge.
No, it definitely wasn't. It definitely wasn't. Like,
almost
they were going
spoof.
For...
But budget-wise.
Comedy.
They could have still done it budget-wise better.
I mean, as I mentioned when I brought this movie up, I mean, it is a black comedy horror.
Right.
Horror is the entail of it, you know, being that not the entrails.
I think it's weird. I think all three movies are falling into that category.
Yeah,
I think they could too. Absolutely.
Unintentionally, whether it was intentionally, unintentionally, like by our picking, like I don't think we intentionally picked like three comedies, but. We definitely have three comedic films, and that means next week we have to come back with like three real dark fucking films.
I'm game.
I need to cleanse myself and bathe myself in horror.
Right.
My realization, though, is my goal every week, regardless of whether I am on or not,
here we go,
is I am going to pick the worst horror movie I can possibly find. So you all know what to look forward to.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to outdo SJ.
Well, that is
true. Otis might have outdone him this week, but, like, when you look at the track record, like, no, SJ really set that bar.
Yeah,
like,
no,
every
he really
time
has.
He set that bar real high.
I have to beat that bar because at one time I had that status. I had the worst movie of.
Right.
Yeah,
so now
Die,
I feel,
Die, My Darling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That was worse today, but SJ, he's an overachiever, and he does that. But hey, I'm getting my nickel in the fucking race here.
Don't worry, because I got one comment.
I pick your movies.
All right, so I complain.
Oh no, I got some stinkers.
All right,
like if Dawn thought that. Children's Sin, Play With Dead Things made his soul hurt. I got some bad 70s films.
70s are the best, though.
Oh, God.
So all right. Don, Mr. Skrull, what did you think of Microwave Massacre?
Horny. It was cheesy. It was funny. When it was a comedy, it was a low-budget feature. But it was just the way it was done. I thought it was funny. You know, I'll give it 4 skulls.
Oh my God, you're already throwing skulls out. What? 4?
Look at you.
He escalated. Wow, that escalated quickly.
That escalated real quick.
You didn't give the stuff. You gave it what?
A 1 skull.
1 skull, and you gave this movie 4?
It was, yeah, because it was so cheesy, and it was meant to be cheesy and be low budget and be funny.
Okay, right. I got you.
Okay. No, that makes sense. That's very fair. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the toxic
it seemed
abuse.
Like it was taken itself serious. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a movie you're going to take serious.
Right.
And it's just there because, I mean, everybody knows Frosty the Stump. I mean, who's really going to cast.
Now we really know what happened to Frosty.
Snowman's voice. Or the man that does Frosty the Snowman to be serious in a film.
Right.
Come
what
on.
Was that serious?
Wasn't Frosty done after this?
That's all he's done.
Frosty, he did that
movie first?
He did this movie before Frosty.
Nah, bullshit. Yeah. Frosty came out back in the 60s.
Yeah, no.
So now
we know because look, check it out. We have a guy who does the voice of Frosty, and then you know he turns out doing a classic like this where you know it's all about a microwave. What is a snowman's worst enemy? A fucking microwave.
It melted. Yeah.
Yeah. And it revealed the person. In, you know, behind Frosty. That's what it was, man.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so you gave him 4 fucking skulls, girl.
I will do like we're supposed to do, and I will wait till the end to give it skulls.
Okay, goddamn.
Don.
Oh,
not
man.
Names
not, no,
there,
not mentioning any names.
Don.
Don. Don. Dawn.
That's great. All right.
I agree with her in the fact of that I will own this movie. It's because I don't know. And I would probably
watch
it.
It's because
it
we get
again.
Good weed from the dispensaries.
But it's one of those things you think about it. Now you know what happened to Frosty. Look, he became the stuff.
No, that
he
was
melted.
No, that wasn't Frost.
Shut
oh,
your
I
mouth.
See what you're
listen,
doing there.
All,
no, I
it,
see
all
where she's going. It does. It does. Jesus.
There we go. And what was the little girl's name? In
Frosty?
Karen.
Karen
was
Karen.
Her.
Yes, it was Karen.
Okay. So now we know where
the
his
crazy
wife
cat
is.
Lady.
Look, he married Karen and now she's psycho and wants to cook.
No, he married...
Everything in the microwave.
What's her name? Mo?
No.
Ma? What? It ain't wasn't fucking Karen.
I know it wasn't.
All right. Dom, please save me right here. How many skulls are you giving this and why?
Well, I'm going to give it 2 ratings. For the overall film and how much I enjoyed it and the acting and the way it was filmed and the script and the writing and the special effects and all that, it did 0 skull.
Okay.
But for all the women with amazing bodies in the film, I'm going to give it 1 skull.
Wow.
That's what I enjoyed.
Because it's all you really
that's
seen.
For being, that's what I walked away with was like, wow, they had for 1979, like they really got some women with some real nice bodies to show them in this movie. That's what I got from this movie. Oh, that was its redeeming value.
Great, Dom. You just shit all over Frosty the Snowman.
Thank you. A Christmas classic.
No, I didn't shit over Frosty. I shit over this movie.
This is the movie that you have to play to your children at Christmas time after you play them Frosty. And be like, this is what Frosty turned into.
That's a double feature.
Right.
There's Christmas double feature.
Here's a fucking before and after. All right.
Frosty the Snowman followed by Microwave Map.
Mrs. Dreads, what are you giving what I call...
A masterpiece,
a classic.
Okay. Since y'all limited on what I could vote.
What? No.
You took away my 6-7-5. You took it away.
Shit.
So let's see.
Rolling down the street.
I will give it.
My 6th vote.
Maybe. I will give it 3 skulls.
Oh.
I'm going to give this one three.
Three skulls?
Yes. And the only reason is because it was, but it's, I will watch it again.
Yes.
And it made me crack up.
Yes.
There are many plots, I mean, and they consider it a horror because of all the killing and stuff he did. But that was a funny fucking movie.
Just black comedy horror is what it was.
It was funny. And I enjoyed that about it. I was like, that's, I mean, it's cheesy as hell. It really is.
So we had what, five skulls before your vote? Is that what I said?
I had one. This girl gave it four. Yeah,
five skulls, and now you're giving it three. That's eight.
We're right at where we were at with the stuff.
That's right. And you know what? I'm going to push us over the limit. That's right. I'm also giving three fucking skulls. It gets 11 out of 20. It makes it over the 50 percentile.
Three, fair. Yes. Like, you know what? If I sat down and watched this with you guys in the same room and we all laughed, I would say we're right. Three skulls.
It'd be a four.
I agree with that. We'd probably give it five skulls.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Now you guys are just getting carried away. Now you're just going too far with shit.
No.
What if I dressed up as Chiller the Clown and watched it with you?
Oh, then I'd be scared.
Three and a half.
Man.
Don, if you watched it with us as Chiller the Clown, I'd give it 18 skulls.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
Joe. That's some bullshit. I put the Michael Myers mask on. She tells me I'm retarded. All right. Here we go. This is what I think is actually, quality-wise, the best movie of the night. Dom, this was your pick. I had watched this before. 2015's New Zealand comedy horror, Deathgasm. Talk to us about it.
I think this movie is so much fun. Deathgasm is the story of these guys who like have these young dudes put together like a black metal band or death metal band or whatever, and they manage to go to this satanic rocker's house where he was hiding song music from this cult. And it was a song that was pretty much like, it's something about like the demons of the black hymn or something. It was pretty much a song that was like the most evil song ever composed. And it could summon demons. And these guys get the song, the music from him, and their band starts to play it. And then just chaos ensues as there's demons everywhere. Like, this movie surprised me. There is so much great stuff in this movie to go on and about, but for someone who hasn't seen it, to kind of give you an idea of what to compare this to in a way, this movie, to me, fun-wise, like when I watched this, and even now a second time, and I'm just like, wow, the second time I enjoyed it maybe even more, it's kind of like an Evil Dead 2, where it's a horror film, but it is like, it's hilarious. And there's so much stuff in here. Like, it's like, hey, kids, do you like black metal? Do you like the devil? Do you want to fight demons with dildos and anal beads? Like, there's so much shit in this movie. Like, when you see two dudes fighting a demon with a fucking dildo and a fucking dude swinging fucking anal beads, like, it's a fucking nunchuck. It's like, that's hilarious. But they go on and everyone ends up possessed and turns into demons, and they have to fight like this whole cult, and they have to kill all these demons, and the violence and the gore is just, it's ridiculous. And what's great is like when you see the band, it's like there's two dudes who are obviously black metal dudes, and then there's like two other dudes that just happen to play instruments, and that's like every black metal band. Like, you can't find like four or five guys that actually play black metal. You find like one or two, and then they just get like other guys that they know, and they put them in the band. And that's what you get here with the keyboard player and the drummer.
Right.
And the violence is the blood. That's why I think of Evil Dead too, is because there's just like blood everywhere. There's so much blood and gore in this film. It's just nonstop.
I would absolutely
decapitations and.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to see the budget that they put into the fake blood. There was a lot of blood going on there.
There was so much blood. Like, there's that scene where, like, the first time they play the song, and, like, the whole neighborhood gets sick. And they're all outside, like, vomiting blood out on the fucking curb or the teacher. The teacher's like in class and he's writing on the board and like, they're like, what's wrong with you, Mr. whatever his name is? And you see his shorts just like, he starts like shitting out blood and stuff. It's like so gross. It's just fucking great. I thought this movie was so much fun.
It was.
And like I said, like the one scene where he like, he face fucks that demon to death with a fucking dildo until his head blows off. It's like, come on, that's great.
Unreal. It was one of those over the top type deals, it combined, which you may be in the same camp as me, Dom. It kind of combined my love of metal and my love of horror.
It definitely brings that together. Yes, like if you listen to metal and you watch and you love horror films, like here it is done right. Like here's like a heavy metal kind of horror film. Like
And not meant to be not meant to be taken seriously, of course.
No. No. And it's not even film. Like the and the heavy metal isn't even so excessive that like if you don't like heavy metal, it's like you can still enjoy the film.
Right.
The music isn't really the driving part of it.
No.
It's just the culture of the characters.
Yes. Yeah. I absolutely love this movie. I had seen it in passing, and I'm like, Deathgasm. That sounds like horror porn. And I passed over it, a few times. And finally, I think it was maybe about a year ago or so, I turned it on, and I watched it for the first time, maybe about a year ago. Absolutely loved it. It was such, as you mentioned, Dom, it was such a fun watch. It was not to be taken seriously. It was to be just enjoyed and, you know, for the sheer entertainment value that it brings. It's not a serious horror. Skrull, what did you think about Deathgasm?
Anybody that is a metalhead should watch this movie. And it's into horror. Because the blood was great. The special effects were pretty awesome. I mean, you know, for that movie, I mean, it was just awesome. And, you know, the acting, it was great. There was funny moments in it. The plot was good, you know. I mean,
it was kind of a cool storyline, yeah.
Yeah, it was enjoyable movie to watch, you know.
I think the reason why I compared it to Evil Dead is like it's kind of like the same storyline where you have people who uncover something that happens to summon demons, and then they have to reverse that spell before. The world, I mean, you know what I mean? That is the premise of Evil Dead, right? The original, like,
right.
They found a book and they read the book and, like, demons were summoned and they had to figure out a way to how to reverse it. And that's pretty much what happens here. So it's kind of paying homage to that.
Right.
What's real interesting is, you know how you can sync up Pink Floyd with The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
They say you can mute this movie. And you can play Iron Maiden's Live After Death album. And the album is the same length as the movie and everything. And they say it syncs up perfectly. And they ask the filmmakers about this and they won't comment on it.
Interesting. Because I have done.
So that might be.
I have done the Pink Floyd thing. That might be something to do. Yeah. Oh, I'm very interested in trying that. Because I have done the Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz thing. And if you do it at the right time, it does seem to mysteriously link up quite perfectly. Have you guys done that?
No.
I have, yeah.
You have, Dom?
That was real bit like when I was in the 90s.
Right.
I went to a lot of LSD parties. And, yeah, that happened. Like, there would be a room where somebody would have that going on.
Right, and in every room.
And you'd be like, wow, it works. Like, it sounds like this is the soundtrack to what I'm watching. Like, it fits. Yeah.
So, no, that's interesting. I never heard that about this movie. So, Iron Maiden Live After Death. Linked up with Deathgasm. It's a whole new fucking experience, man. I absolutely I'm gonna have to, man. I'm gonna have to give this a whirl. Mrs. Dreds, what'd you think about this? Because again, we both watched it, you know, about a year or so ago, and then rewatched it. I don't think you had seen it all the way through the first time.
No, I didn't.
And what'd you think about it when you saw it all the way through? Heavy sigh.
It was not a bad movie. Out of the three movies that we've done this week, this is probably by far, with acting and everything that they've done, it's the best. It really is.
You just shit on Frosty.
I did shit on Frosty. But, yeah, it was a very entertaining movie. It kept you, like Kurt said, I had passed over this movie.
What did it keep you in fucking suspense? What did it keep you in?
And here's the thing.
It kept you in laughter.
Kurt probably watched it because he thought it was porn. But, yeah, it's...
I did. I'm not even going to lie. Hell, I watched Microwave Massacre because I thought it was porn.
Sounds like it.
It turned out to be fucking Frosty. And
but it is. It's
and my stuff all over the fucking living room, so I liked the movie.
I was surprised. I was like, that's... You're such an ass. But yeah, I did. I like that movie. I don't know. I would own it too.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. So you'd own all three. All three of these movies will be in our horror library at some time.
At some point, they will be there.
Let's pass out fucking skulls for this last gem, Deathgasm 2005. Let's start with Dom. Dom, you picked this movie. What are you giving this?
I feel like I'm going to watch this film over and over again in my lifetime. And I like the fact that, like, I don't give a lot of high ratings to films that have come out in recent years. And for that, I am going to give this 4.75
Ooh.
Skull.
Wow.
Almost 4.75
Almost.
Okay.
Now Kurt's got to do math.
5 to me is like Texas Chainsaw level, and I just can't get it up there. But it's close. I enjoy it that much. Like Evil Dead 2. Like, yeah. Where Evil Dead 1 would be a 5 skull.
Right. Yeah, Evil Dead 1 would be a 5 skull. It's a good movie.
Evil Dead 2, in my opinion, would be a 5 skull. But we're not talking about Evil Dead. We're talking about Deathgasm.
Right. Deathgasm.
Death. I mean, what a great name to it. Is a, you know, what a great name to a metal band, death metal band.
Right.
Mr. Skrull. What are you giving it?
I give it probably 4 skulls. I'll give it stars and skulls. Pretty good movie.
How many skulls do you give it?
4.
Really?
Wow. So we have 8.75. And I'm really getting tired of these fucking fractions, man. 8.75 fucking skulls. So far out of 20 tonight. Mrs. Dreds.
I'll give it 4 skulls.
4 skulls.
I will, because it was a very well-made movie. It's Very entertaining. So
we have 12 3/4.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to round this off because I hate what you have done, Dom. And we have 12. We have 12 3/4. I'm giving 4 1/4.
Ooh.
4 1/4 skulls. Wow. That gives us a 17.
Wow.
17 skulls out of 20 tonight. Deathgasm 2015, New Zealand comedy horror. That is our pick this week. Although, hey, I suggest you watch all of them.
Yeah.
Personally.
I agree.
Definitely.
I mean, come on now. You can't be a horror.
That's fun.
You know, they're fun. You can't be a horror fan and be like, you know, oh, well, I don't like that because that's cheesy and that looks like it was cheaply made. No, watch it all.
Because 9 times out of 10, they are cheesy and are cheaply made. But it doesn't make for a good watch.
The older ones, it absolutely makes for a great watch.
I was able to sit through it.
That's saying something. All right, so we have as our total tonight. I'm not even adding in the 0.675.
I'm so disappointed right now.
We have out of 20 skulls tonight, pulling up the rear, the stuff.
Wow.
8 skulls out of 20. Microwave Massacre got 11 skulls. Got over the halfway point. Okay.
I'm impressed with that.
And, of course, 17 skulls. Deathgasm. Check that one out. Hey, guys, man, this has been really fun.
Always.
Nobody said anything. Like, yeah, I'm like, whatever. Okay, all right. Maybe it's not fucking fun. I don't know.
I look forward to this. This is the only hour they let me have a solitaire every year.
Right. Well, hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Dom, you stay on the little line here. Mr. Skrull, thank you, sir. Don't forget, you guys go to Chiller Presents the Carnival of Souls, as well as nightlivingdreads.com. We're also over there on Spotify, Stitcher, and our Facebook group and page. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm alone and scared. I lost my mommy. Can you help me? All I wanted to do was play with you. Please come and play with me. I'm so lonely. Why do you seem so scared? I know things no one knows. We're going to die.